This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 448, down 7.5. May corn, 454.5, down 6.5. July corn, 458.5, down 6.25. March soybeans, 1393.5, down 13.75. May soybeans, 1390, down 7. July soybeans, 1366.75, down 6.5. March wheat, 582.25, down 17.75. May wheat, 589.25, down 16.25. July wheat, 595.75, down 15.25. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Illinois country grain prices were lower on Thursday afternoon. Profit-taking took the grains sharply lower today. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 8 cents lower at 422 to 442. Soybean bids were 7 to 16 cents lower at 1349 to 1375. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 8 cents lower at 421 to 445. And soybean bids were 9 to 13 cents lower at 1368 to 1396. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 8 cents lower at 433 to 453. Soybean bids were 17 to 19 cents lower at 1373 to 1402. Wheat bids were 17 to 22 cents lower at 560 to 616. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were 7 to 15 cents lower at 1399 to 1416, with the basis mixed at 5 to 22 over the March. Hypro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 489 to 509 per ton. That was down $4.30, with the basis unchanged at 25 to 45 over the March. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 8 cents lower at 443 to 453, with the basis steady at 5 under to 5 over the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 10 to 12 cents lower at 441 to 446, with the basis 2 to 4 cents lower at 2 to 7 under the March. Soybeans ended 9 to 17 cents lower at 1384 to 1391, with the basis mixed at 3 to 10 under the March. New crop wheat prices were 14 to 15 cents lower at 571 to 575, with the basis steady to one higher at 21 to 25 under the March. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 13 to 14 cents lower at 463 to 468. These rivers elevators lowered their soybean prices 23 to 27 cents with quotations of $14 to $14.14. Soft wheat closed 27 to 32 cents lower at 612 to 613, and Milo ended the day 3 to 8 cents lower at 522 to 523. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn could be contracted at 421 to 436, soybeans 1115 to 1146, and in the central part of the state, corn was 421 to 436, and soybeans 1118 to 1145. In the southern part of the state, corn was 421 to 441, soybeans 1124 to 1160, and wheat was 556 to 586. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, 150.05, up $1.40. April live cattle, 144.45, down 7 cents. June live cattle, 134.20, down 17 cents. March feeder cattle, 171.82, down 17 cents. April feeder cattle, 173.40, down 52 cents. May feeder cattle, $173.97, down 52 cents. April lean hogs, $103.85, up $2.82. May lean hogs, $109.25, up $1.15. June lean hogs, $109.92, up $1.57. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 27th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $3.31 higher in the range of $87 to $98, with the weighted average carcass price of $95.37. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 57 to 65, 4 to 5 weights 61 to 70, 5 to 550 weights 64 to 71, and 550 and up 65 to 72. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $64 to $68. Receipts for today for Illinois hogs totaled 12,256 head. And now the report from Reels Livestock Auction for February 26th. They had receipts of 277 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 145 to 150-150. Choice 3 and 4 slaughter steers were 138 to 142-50. Select and choice steers were 139 to 141.50, and select steers were 126 to 129. Choice slaughter heifers were 145 to 149, and select and choice were 139.50 to 143.50. Select heifers were 123 to 126. Onto the slaughter cows, they had premiums bringing 112 to 114. Breakers were 96 to 101.50. Boners were 90 to 98, and leans were 7850 to 86. They had some slaughter bulls under 1,500 pounds, bringing 103.50 to 110, and over 1,500 pounds, 101 to 102.50. Now on to the Schuyler Livestock Auction in Rushville. For February the 26th, they had receipts of 483 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 138 to 145.75. Select steers were 136 to 140.25. Choice Holstein slaughter steers were 130.25 to 136. And select Holstein steers were 121.75 to 126.75. Choice heifers were 136.75 to 145. And select heifers were bringing 133.25 to 140. Onto the slaughter cows, they had premiums bringing 100 to 103, breakers 90 to 95, boners 85 to 90, and leans 70 to 75. They also had some slaughter bulls, lighter weights 90-50, and the heavy weights were 96-75. Now onto the, in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 144 to 153.50 and on a dress basis 232 to 240. Heifers on a live basis traded at 148 to 152.50 and on a dress basis at 240. For the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 305 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 102.90 and that was 230 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $221.41, and that was $246 higher, with select carcasses at $219, and that was $233 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at $117,000. That compared to $115,000 last week and $114,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at $427,000, which compared to $415,000 last week and $428,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
As the swine industry strives to eliminate and prevent the dissemination of PEDV, porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, Altec Chief Scientific Officer Dr. Carl Dawson said quality control and stringent biosecurity measures are the only precautions producers can take. He says this goal will largely be achieved by using proven controlled disease challenge strategies and adherence to strict biosecurity programs that prevent the spread of the virus through direct exposure and environmental contamination. PEDV is a fast-spreading virus with a short incubation period. It is mainly transmitted via indirect or direct contact through fecal and oral means, but can also be spread by fomites, aerosol emissions, and most recently, through transmission of feed ingredients. Dawson advises producers to work closely with veterinarians to implement stringent biosecurity measures and a nutritional management program that strengthens the immunity and disease defenses of pigs. By using proven nutritional strategies in conjunction with prevention programs, Dawson says it may be possible to augment and reduce the production losses associated with remediation programs that are designated to prevent further dissemination of PEDV. For an update of our livestock markets, I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions.
Well, we've seen good support in the upfront contract month for live cattle because of upfront tight supplies. We did see a little bit of pressure on Monday because of the bearish cattle on feed report, but now that is quickly being forgotten, and even in the deferred contracts, we're trading the relatively tight supplies that we're seeing. When we go over to the pork side, the packers continue to pay up in order to try to pull hogs forward because they're worried about tightening supplies in the weeks ahead because of the PED virus. So the cash market continues to chase the futures market higher. We had a little bit of a correction after the cold storage report on Friday, showing record amounts of pork in the freezer, but traders are quickly now forgetting that once again, making the assumption that the losses from the PED virus are great enough that we're going to not only be using up the supplies of market-ready hogs, but also the supplies of pork in the freezer.
And with the low number of cattle in the U.S. right now and a drought in Texas and California, I just got word that there was a plant closing in California. Should we be expecting to see a little bit more of that, you think?
Well, as numbers decline overall, that means that capacity has to decline. So, yes, we're hearing words that over the next couple of years, we'll probably see two or three packing plants shut their doors as things consolidate down, simply because of a lack of numbers of cattle particularly, and now the PED virus also impacting pork as well, but primarily beef, capacity has to contract.
And cattle, they don't produce it as quickly as, say, hogs or poultry do, so it will take a little while to rebuild the herd, that's for sure.
Well, absolutely. When you look at the high prices now having to be paid as packers and retailers try to establish and maintain their market share, they're not passing on all those costs to the consumer. So although prices at the retail level are plenty high, they're not as high as they would be if everything was being passed on to them. And at some point, that's probably going to have to happen, and the consumer's going to kick back. And we're going to see a loss of market share, consumer moving away from beef, I'm afraid, because of the tight supplies. And in order to get that demand back from the consumer, once the beef herd is able to be rebuilt down the road, it's probably going to require a period of lower prices to try to bring that demand back, bring the consumer back to beef.
Exactly, and definitely probably a little bit of aggressive marketing to let them know that the price would be back lower.
Absolutely.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. This Saturday, CHS in Shipman will be hosting an open house. I spoke with Bart Baker of CHS for more information on what those attending can expect to see.
Our annual meeting registration begins at 10:30. The annual meeting starts at 11. After our business part of the meeting, we'll have our open house afterwards, and we definitely invite all of our customers to join us for lunch on Saturday. That's Saturday, March 1st.
And is there anything in particular you're going to be covering at this meeting? Anything you're showcasing in particular for the open house?
For the annual meeting, you will definitely cover the financials, talk a little bit about the country operations division within CHS. And then for the open house, we'll be doing, we'll have some static displays on farm safety. We have a great program, the Harvest for Hunger program that CHS does. And last year we raised about $8,000 for the program, you know, to go to help fund some food banks, and it's been a great program. And those are just a couple of things we'll talk about. We'll also have, you know, all the CHS shipment employees will be here. It'll be a great opportunity to meet some of the employees that you may or may not know, or, you know, discuss the upcoming needs for your farm in the spring, you know, whether it be precision ag or fertilizer or lubricants or refined fuels or, you know, talk about grain marketing. But it's like all the shipment employees will be here, and we're really glad to have as many customers as we have.
And for the open house, you said farm safety demonstrations, that is always key. We always want everyone to have a very safe planting and harvest and just be safe all year round, really.
That's absolutely correct. Farm safety is very, very important at CHS. Our business unit, right now we've been over 1,200 days without a lost time accident, and we hope to extend that safety culture to many of the farms that we do business with. Safety is very, very, very important.
Again, that was Bart Baker of CHS. Monsanto Company will again recognize the efforts of farm moms with America's Farmers Mom of the Year contest. Nominations are now open. Anyone can nominate their favorite farm mom between now and March 31st. Monsanto Corporate Marketing Director Jessica Simmons says nominations from 48 different states featuring wonderful stories of active and empowered women who make a positive impact on their families, farms, and communities were received last year. She says they know there are many more great stories and women to recognize. To nominate a farm mom for a chance to win up to $10,000, you can visit americasfarmers.com and submit a brief essay that explains how the nominee contributes to her family, farm, community, and agriculture. A panel of judges with American AgriWomen will judge each nomination based on published criteria, and Monsanto will select 5 regional winners based on their decisions. Each regional winner will receive a $5,000 cash prize. The profile of each regional winner will then be posted online where the public can vote for the National Farm Mom winner. The national winner receives an additional $5,000 cash prize. For more information, including eligibility requirements and contest rules, you can visit americasfarmers.com. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.